You're listening to A1R Psychic Radio, Earth's number one psychic radio network, and watching Moonstruck TV and Lightning Television. Welcome. Time for Amanda Hall Psychic with Amanda Hall. Live from AmandaHallPsychic.com.au. Connect direct. In North America, dial 888-454-2751. In London, 203-519-2158. In Sydney, dial 02-8488-3147. Or online, contact us through our Facebook page, Facebook.com/Psychic Radio.
Or one of our websites,
AskOneRadio.com or Moonstruck.tv. This is Amanda the Hall site on A1R, the Ask One Radio Network.
Welcome to A1R Psychic Radio here on Moonstruck TV, all the way from the Gold Coast here in Australia. And I wish I could say it was gold at the moment. It's actually cold. It's not gold. We've had very little sunshine for the last couple of months. It sort of always seems to be overcast and a little bit drizzly, which is very uncommon for us. Normally at this time of the year, we've got beautiful sunshine and everybody sort of is jealous of winter on the Gold Coast. They won't be this year, that's for sure. So the Simply Tarot card of the week is a rather ambiguous sort of card. Look, my students used to panic when they used to see this card because it's the Tower. Yes, the Tower does have some nasty sort of meanings, but it also has some positive ones as well. The Tower can be catastrophe or accident. Look, how many times does a catastrophe or an accident happen in your life? Very minimal on a scale out of 1 to 100, and it's probably less than one. So let's look at the secondary meaning, which is things happening very quickly at lightning pace. Now, that's more the way that I like to look at this card, that when I see this card, I think yippee-doodle-dandy, things are going to move, things are going to break up, things are changing. You know, this is the breakthrough that I've been waiting for, and that's how I like to look at the Tower card. I look at it as almost like the planet Uranus. You know, something's coming in, shaking things up very, very quickly. Be very careful what you wish for, because you might just get it here with the Tower. But it's moving things along. If you feel like you've been in a rut and this card comes out in a reading, this is the most positive card you could have in that situation, because it says it's moving things along. Things are changing, time for opportunities, time for change, time to look to sort of different ways of resolving issues in your life or different opportunities. You know, take that opportunity to sort of apply for a job that you don't think you're qualified for. You might just be surprised. You might just get it. You know, you may be the person they're looking for. So look at the Tower card in a very, very positive way. So we're moving on to the astrology section of the show. Happy birthday to all the Cancers, and happy birthday to our producer, who's 21 again, and I'm not going to share his age, and he says he's only 11. So that's great that, you know, he's got the mind and the creativity of 11-year-old, and he's not going to grow any older, and that's marvellous. I applaud him for that. So happy birthday to all the other Cancers around the world. It's a very important time. There's lots of Cancer birthdays happening at the moment. Lots and lots of famous people were born under this sign. And it's a really creative sort of sign. Don't underestimate the Cancer sign thinking they're soft and gentle and they're a pushover. They're certainly not that. Yes, they can be soft and gentle, but they're certainly not a pushover, because they are a crab, and crabs have hard shells. So, you know, you've got to remember sometimes they can be a bit hot-headed. They can be very determined. They might seem as if they're walking sideways to go forward, but let me assure you, they're always going forward, even though they might be sort of tricking us and sort of going sideways and we think, oh, they've lost the plot. No, actually, they're more determined than ever when they're doing that. So it's a really interesting sign, because it can be very maternal and very loving and very caring, but at the same time, it can be very determined and sometimes a little bit on the selfish side. And we all need to bring some of that into our lives every now and then. I think sometimes we've got to put ourselves first and to hell with everybody else, because if we don't look after us, then how can we look after someone else or be the best that we can be for someone else if we've fallen short in our own expectations and the things that we need to achieve? So I said last week on the show I'd talk about Mercury retrograde when it got a bit closer. Well, it's got closer. It's here. It's here until the 23rd of July or July 23. So Mercury retrograde is not the time to send that important parcel, card, present, whatever, through the mail, unless you absolutely have to, is the planet of communication. Now, when we talk about a Mercury retrograde, it doesn't mean the whole world stops and the whole world stops communicating. What it means is people, number one, don't have their listening ears on, say, yeah, I'm listening, but they're not. They don't sort of follow directions or instructions very easily, even though they've read it and they might have read it three times. They still didn't absorb it. This is the time when parcels go astray. In the old days when we used to send snail mail, letters were delayed or lost and things never got there. This day and age, it's outages of communication, whether it's a telco or whether it's something along those lines. It's not the greatest time to be having summits in Turkey and talking with world leaders, but that's another subject. But it's a time when if you've really got to have a conversation, or you've really got to go into a meeting that's very important, make sure you've got your listening ears on and pause every now and then and just check and clarify that the people that you're sharing the information with have got their listening ears on. Ask them to quickly recap on what's been said, or you quickly recap on what's been said, and you'll see the aha moments going off in their eyes. So it's really, really important. As I said, July 23, it's in Cancer. So this doesn't necessarily mean that the conversations are soft and fluffy. This means that they can be conversations relating to family. They can be very intense, and they can be very emotional too, because don't forget the Cancer energy is emotion. So, you know, the Cancer energy is something not to be sort of ignored, because it, you know, it can be soft and fluffy and beautiful and loving and kind and maternal, but at the same time it can be incredibly strong and very hard hitting. So just make sure that your communication is very clear, and if you're sending something in the mail, or you know, waiting on a parcel to be delivered, keep tracking it, keep on top of it, because this is when it can be delivered to the wrong place, or it doesn't get there on time, and, you know, the frustration just sort of builds. So July 23, Mercury goes direct again. We have this three times a year. It's not something new. It's something that we all should learn to adjust and work with. I actually find Mercury retrogrades are good, because it's a time when your thinking is a little bit less cluttered, and sometimes this is when you get the best breakthroughs of new plans, new opportunities, or new ideas that come through, because your mind isn't so cluttered with everything else. We have Jupiter's just gone into Gemini. Now, Jupiter in Gemini means that it's going to be there for 12 months. Now, it is affecting the air signs, which is Gemini, Libra, and Aquarius, but the opposite sign of Sagittarius. Now, what does Jupiter bring? Jupiter's the planet of expansion, opportunity, and luck. Now, that doesn't necessarily mean we're all going to win the lottery. That'd be lovely, but that's not going to happen. But it means that you can create lucky opportunities. You can create breakthroughs. You can create something out of nothing. And it means that it's your time to sort of shine. So make sure that you're working with the energy of Jupiter. If you want to bring in something new into your life, maybe you want to change your job or get a pay rise or whatever. I wouldn't talk to the boss till after July 23, no matter what your star sign is. And just sort of look at sort of, you know, compiling what you want to achieve and sort of be really definite about it. Look, I believe in the power of positivity, and I do believe in the power of intent, that, you know, if you really, really, really want something, you've got to sort of really believe that you deserve it and it's yours. And, you know, just maybe you'll get your wishes granted. So Jupiter in Gemini for the next 12 months, and it will wash over the other signs, but it won't be as intense or as it is for the first four signs that I spoke about. Now, quite often on the show here, I talk about things that aren't necessarily planetary related. I talk about the Arabian parts or things in a chart that make up besides the planets that go into an astrology chart. And sometimes I talk about Chiron. Now, Chiron is not a planet, but it's known as the wounded healer. Now, Chiron has just changed energies and it's moved into Taurus. Now, this is really, really interesting, because he's going to spend a fairly lengthy time there, and he wants Tauruses to completely sort of slowly, deliberately, and definitely make improvements to their lives, deal with any health issues that they might have, deal with any old emotions, whether they're from this current lifetime or past lifetimes. And I do believe in past lives, and I do believe in that we bring over from past lives some of the karmic lessons or some of the hurts, the pains, the soul remembers that and hangs on to it. It's sort of like, and guards it for dear life, as if we know we can't let go of that pain that happened four lifetimes ago. I don't understand why, in as much as why would we want to carry that forward as like a prized possession. But when we carry it forward, it means that there's something there that has not been resolved. It's still sort of, we're still in pain from it. So we've got to go back and try and understand what it is. Now, for a lot of people, they say, I can't go back into a past life. And that's okay. I'm not asking you to go to past life regressionist or anything like that. What I'm asking you for is something that's not resolved. So if you had a marriage breakup 20 years ago and you're still calling them a so-and-so, 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 and still angry and still bringing up emotions there that aren't positive, then that's something that needs to be healed. Now, that could very well be a past life connection, that maybe you've done this dance before 2, 3, 4 times, and this is why the pain is still so intense. And even after 20 years in this lifetime, you can't let go of it. You can't look them in the eye and say, I'm glad you're happy and I'm glad you're not in my life anymore, without it stirring up sort of some past emotions. So be very aware of those sort of things that might come up. There's things there that need to be healed. You've got an opportunity to get some better outcomes on the physical as well. If you've got some physical ailments, I'm not saying we can cure them all, but what I'm saying is we can find some breakthroughs and some answers, and that's really important. So that's predominantly affecting Tauruses. It's not necessarily washing over the other signs. It's for Taurus and Taurus only. We have Neptune, the planet of illusion and delusion, is in Aries at the moment. So, you know, Neptune feels quite comfortable here. He sort of says, well, you know, I'll liven up the Aries a little bit, give them something to think about. You know, they seem to think they know everything and they're always in a hurry. I'll give them a few curved balls to sort of slow them down a little bit and ask them to sort of look at, well, what does creativity mean to you? How are you going to work with it? What are you doing about it? Oh, it's all too hard. We'll look at it tomorrow. And then Neptune will come back and say, well, hang on, I'm here again. What are we going to do today? So it's a time to sort of maybe honor and slow down a little bit and lean into your creative side. And creative doesn't always mean you're a songwriter or a painter or an artist or something. You know, you can create something out of nothing. Baking a cake is being creative, in my opinion. So just look at getting into that sort of softer side of your personality. We have Saturn conjunct or holding hands the moon, and the moon is conjunct or holding hands the part of fortune, also in Aries. Now, I don't often talk about the moon because it moves so quickly. Every 2.5 days, it's gone into another sign. But when I see a stellium, which means three planets together or three planets and an Arabian part together, I feel it's something we need to talk about, because particularly with Saturn leading the charge, if you can imagine Saturn being the engine of the train and the moon and the part of fortune are just the carriages flip-flopping behind, Saturn is asking us to become so much more disciplined, is asking us to become aware of what's going on around us. Now, this is particularly affecting the fire signs, which is Aries, Leo, Sagittarius, and the opposite sign of Libra. So Saturn here is asking us to sort of be aware of the things that are going on around in our lives. Is there something that needs extra attention? Is there something that we need to be more disciplined about? Is there something there that we feel is holding us back or restricting us a little bit? For some people, it may just be that they're feeling a little bit more tired than usual. They haven't got that same get up and go. Well, that's the time to honor that. Saturn's asking you to slow down a little bit. Sometimes by stopping and smelling the coffee or the roses, we get more done instead of pushing ourselves to a point that we make ourselves sick or we can't achieve what we're trying to achieve because we've got no fuel in the tank. So with Saturn here conjunct the moon, it's asking us to look at things that might be emotional. It's asking us to look at the things that trigger things in us, that make us upset. Is there something there that maybe we haven't been dealing with, that we've been shoving under the rug? Do we need to pull it back out and have another look at it? And it's also conjunct the part of fortune. So the part of fortune is not necessarily where we're going to find that pot of gold at the end of the rainbow, but it's telling us that we can find more good fortune or happiness in our lives if we deal with what Saturn and the moon is trying to ask us to deal with. So Saturn's asking us to slow down, take a good, long, hard look at what's happening, but also explore our emotions. What is it that we're not dealing with? What have we shoved under the blankets? What have we sort of put away in the closet and said, we'll deal with that tomorrow? Bring it out, look at it, and look at that this is going to set us free. This is going to give us the opportunity to be able to break a lot of these barriers and move forward and say to ourselves, this is a time when we can sort of definitely move forward. It will wash over the other signs, but not quite to the same degree. So, you know, if you're feeling a little bit restless at the moment, it's more likely to be Mercury retrograde than it is anything else. So just be aware of your communication, please. I can't emphasize that enough. Make sure you've got your listening ears on, but make sure if the conversation's important, the other person has their listening ears on too, because I can assure you they're distracted. They're not really listening. They tell you they are and they're going, yeah, but they're only absorbing every 10th or 20th word. They're not really intently listening. So if it's a really important conversation, then make sure that you stop. If it's something that you can deal with after July 23, all the better. And the same for any contracts that you might need to sign or anything of a legal or a government situation. If you have to deal with something and you have to sign your name to something before July 23, my suggestion is print it out and read it out aloud. By reading it out aloud, quite often then we pick up a mistake or something that's not quite right. Many a house contract has fallen over under a Mercury retrograde because somebody's put in the wrong figures. So I can't stress that enough. You know, if you've got to check your bank balance, whatever, make sure that you go through it with a fine-tooth comb. Anyway, we're going to take our first caller, which is Adrian in Stillwater in Oklahoma. Are you there, Adrian? Hello, Adrian. Well, it doesn't look like Adrian's there at the moment. We'll wait for Adrian to chime in. And from Stillwater in Oklahoma, that sounds really nice, doesn't it? Stillwater in Oklahoma sounds like a place I'd like to visit. So, you know, for those of you that are new to the show, we have lots of shows here on A1R Psychic Radio over the next few days, lots of different psychics, lots of different healers. So there's a show there for everybody. So it's about... Here on the show, we get a very limited time to work with the people that phone into the show. So we can only do what we can do in a couple of minutes. It's not a full-blown reading. It's a little taste. It's a little sample of what we do. And it's interesting because sometimes people sort of get a little bit nervous or, you know, Mercury retrograde with Adrian, maybe the phone's dropped out or, you know, all of a sudden we don't have cell service or something like that. So it's always interesting with Mercury retrogrades because, you know, no communication is necessarily. Are you there, Adrian?
I'm here. Thank you.
Okay, sweetie, what's your question, darling?
Mainly about my career for the following year. I had to take a year off to be with my son. I'm just wondering mainly about what next year looks like for me.
Being with your son was obviously very important. Otherwise, you wouldn't have taken that year off. So with you having taken the year off, are you returning back to the current job? I felt there was something new.
Are you going back to the same thing? This would have been my 13th year, and I plan on going back to what I was doing. Yes, but
yeah, but could they put you in another role when you go back there? Do you think?
Because
to me it wasn't returning to the actual role that you're in. I should have been a little bit clearer. I wasn't saying you weren't returning to the same job, the same company, but I saw them putting you into a different role. And at first it sort of feels a little bit prickly. And it's like, oh, I don't know whether I really like this. And I want to suggest to you that give it 3 months, because I actually think the role itself will grow on you. It's just sort of like when you first got there and things aren't as you expected them to be, it's sort of like, well, I'm not sure this is what I want. And I think because there's going to be such an adjustment going back to work after 12 months off and, you know, spending time with your beautiful little son, and that's very important mm-hmm. as a mum, it sort of changes your perspective on what is real and what you want out of life after that. I think when you become a parent, your whole perspective on the world changes. And so it should, because you've got a little person that you're taking care of and molding and helping them grow and, you know, grow up into a beautiful human being. So, of course, things change. But the company themselves, in the time that you've been away, it's almost like there's been a shift in the energy of what they believe in or what's their company motto, even though it's not written in stone. You walk in there and you feel it, you know, as if, you know, something here doesn't feel right. Something has shifted, and it's not just because I've been away for 12 months. It's like it's got a different energy about it. I don't want you to be alarmed by that. I mean, you know, yes, of course, things have changed in the time that you've been gone, but I think you're looking at things in a much more sensitive way, and that's not a bad thing. So it's sort of like, you know, keep to yourself, but sort of absorb the energy, have a good look around at what's going on. But I do think you will resettle back into a role there. And as I said, it could take 3 months. They put you into a different position, and that's good. But I think it's going to stretch you a little bit, and I think it's good for you that you're going to be stretched like that.
Okay.
I don't see you leaving that company and going somewhere else. I just see you in a different position.
Okay, awesome. Well,
yeah,
I appreciate
and
it
you know,
so much.
Maybe,
thank you.
Yeah, but I was just before you go, sweetie, there may be a little bit more flexibility that's going to be offered to you with this other role as well. That sort of fits in with the
okay.
the work home balance a little bit better, which is good too.
Awesome. That is great news.
Okay, sweetie.
Well,
lovely to talk
so,
to you.
We're thank gonna... you so much. I really appreciate you.
You're very welcome, sweetie. We're going to talk with Sue-Ann in Leeds in New York. Are you there, Sue-Ann?
Yes, I'm here.
Do you have a question for me, please, Sue-Ann, that I can answer?
Yes. I'm looking for another job, and I have an interview next week for mm-hmm. a school, and there's a possibility of a podiatrist office. And I'd like to know if I might receive either one of those as a position.
Look, I think there's more than one opportunity around you, and not just the two that you've got your, you know, your heart set on and a little bit at the moment. I think there's another two besides. So there's certainly going to be a job for you. It's really difficult for me to pin down and say which one it's going to be, but I'm not sure from what I'm being shown it's either of the two that you've got on the timeline at the moment. I think there's another one that's going to come along that's even better, that sort of might even pique your interest a little bit more. But I definitely know that there's work there, and you will be returning to work within the next 2 to 3 weeks, as you know, commencing the job. So there's definitely work there. It's interesting though, because I feel that you agonized over what direction you wanted to take when you started looking for another job. Was that correct? That you were sort of really trying to make sure this time that it really fits you, that it's what you wanted?
Yes. I have an offer of a position with one, and I've tentatively accepted it, but it's not what I really would like to do.
What? No, you want something better than that. That's good, because that's what I was picking up, that there was something sort of sitting there, but there was something, if you can wait, you know, even a day or two, there's something else that comes along that's, yes, this is what I want. You know what I mean? It's like this sets my heart on fire. I'm excited that, you know, so if that's one of the ones that you spoke to me about, then that's good. But I just sort of felt that there's, you know, yes, you've tentatively taken one, but there's more than one opportunity. There's sort of like two or three that are going to be offered to you, definitely two and a possibility of a third. But the third one might come in after you've got the position that you really, really want, and you think, oh, well, that would have been a good backstop, but it still isn't as good as the one that I really wanted. So, look, I think 2026 is going to be a year where you can really sort of get your teeth into it for the remainder of this year and make things happen for you, Sue-Ann. It's your turn now. I think, you know, you've given to everybody else. It's now time that you start to see a little bit of reward for your efforts for yourself too. So once we get the job nailed down and you get sort of settled in and towards the end of the year, are we looking to make some sort of changes to where you're living? Because I've got question marks around where you're living. Like, where do I start? What do I do first?
No, I own my own home, so I won't be leaving.
I'm not talking about leaving. I'm talking about maybe making some modifications or buying a new couch or something. It's like I want to make it prettier in some way.
Well, that I might do, but yeah, that's a possibility. But first, we have to have the better paycheck first. So.
Oh, absolutely. That's what I said, towards the end of the year. And then it's like question marks, where do I start first? You know, like you're settled into the job, you've got money coming in, you've caught up on your bills. And then it's like, oh, good, I can look around the house and see what I'd like to change or what I could improve or something that's always been out of reach that I've never been able to comfortably afford. And it's like, that's why I got the question marks, like, where do I go first? You know, like to me, there was three things that I was looking at I'd like to do. And it's like, well, which one's the most important? Or, you know, do I dare spend the money on the most expensive one first? And, you know, it's sort of like, but it's a nice position to be in, Sue. And that's what I was trying to share with you, that it was sort of like the job really settles, you're really comfortable with the job, you feel secure there, and then we can sort of turn our attention onto things that are important but weren't at the top of the list. You know what I mean? They were nice to have, not necessarily a must have. And that's a really nice position to be in. So have you also been working on yourself too, Suan?
Yes.
I want to see you continue with that, because I feel that there's still more to learn or more to discover. It's like, I'll put this, you're a very strong woman, and I think you've always pretty much relied on yourself. So it's going to be hard to be able to sort of suggest to you that sometimes we've got to ask for help. That's not in your nature. Mm-hmm. That's not in your DNA. But that's part of working on yourself. I'm not saying that you've got to become one of those females that can't do anything for themselves or can't make a decision. But what I'm saying is sometimes it's okay to delegate or ask for help. You know, like we're organising a picnic. I don't have to do it all. Somebody else can do, you know, bring a basket as well. And, you know, that's a big learning curve for you. And it's like I want you to practice with small things first and then sort of work your way up, because this is also part of the learning or the discovery of where you're going. You know, you can't just sort of sidestep that one. You know, you've got very strong intuition. You do know when you like somebody or you don't like them immediately. I don't want you to ever ignore that. You know, like everybody else might like Mary and you instantly didn't like her, then there's some reason she's not good for you. So, you know, don't second guess yourself on those sort of things. You can still be pleasant and polite, but you don't have to make her a lifelong friend and prove yourself right that she wasn't right for you, she couldn't be trusted or whatever the case may be. So as we head into 2027, you're going to sort of like glide into the new year thinking, gee, I look back at 2026 and I think the first half wasn't exactly as I wanted it, but gee, the second half really sort of caught up. And, you know, I'm really going into 2027 quite excited, but not running around blowing your own trumpet. You know, you're just doing it in a quiet sort of way that, unless you shared something with somebody, they wouldn't really know how excited you are or how pleased you are with the changes that have happened. So that's good. So just keep up the good work, Suan. That's where we've got to leave, Suan. We've come to the end of the show. As if you're a regular viewer, you'll know that each week I feature a song, and it usually relates to somebody that we've been speaking with. This week's different because I was very little bit selfish here. Here in Australia, we've got what's known as the State of Origin, which is a football match. It's not quite as big as your big match over there, because we have a grand final too, but it's not as big as the football over there. But this is a big deal here in Australia because it pits state against state. And the rules are, it's where you play your first game of rugby league, disregarding which state you were born in, it's where you first play your first game. Now, for those of us that don't play, yeah, it's the Super Bowl. That's what I was trying to think of, the NFL. And ours is, we have a grand final later in the year in September, but this is our lead up to that, if you want to look at it that way. So if you don't play football, then it's the state that you were born in or the state that you first watched or barracked for your team. So for me, even though I'm in Queensland, I was born in New South Wales, so I'm a New South Wales supporter, Blues through and through all the way. In our household, when my children were alive, it was a divided camp because one was born in each state. So I want to leave you with one of the most iconic songs here in Australia that we relate with the rugby league here in Australia, and it's the late Tina Turner, and the song is "What You See Is What You Get," and she made it very, very popular. She changed the way that we looked at football in this country. Women and children started going, and it became a big family event. So We always think of Tina Turner at this time of the year, and what you see is what you get. So until next week, enjoy the State of Origin. And yes, you can stream it overseas. It's a good hard-hitting game. You know, we don't pull any punches here. The boys like to have a bit of a dust up every now and then and have a bit of argy-bargy and push and shove. So go the Blues until next week. Bye for now.